Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, we're back from Vegas.
Yeah. You were wondering where the show was last week if you haven't been by the website. We meant to pre-record when we went to Vegas for, what was it, like a week and a half?
8 days.
8 days. Yeah, so not even. So we went to Vegas and we meant to pre-record a show originally, an extra show, so we could put it up while we were gone.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, we couldn't really get together at the right time. And then we were going to record a show while we were in Vegas.
Yeah, we brought all the stuff.
Yeah, we brought all the stuff, but when we got internet access there, we got this crappy wireless connection and we couldn't even upload pictures.
Like, yeah, they would freeze up.
Yeah.
The internet would freeze in the process of uploading the photos.
I didn't really realize until towards the end of the trip that actually we could have gotten wired internet.
Yeah, we found an Ethernet cable coming out of the wall.
It was kind of half behind the TV, so
they were hiding it.
But I didn't see it.
We should have known, you know, that they would have offered.
It did seem weird that the only internet service they had in the whole hotel and casino was shitty Wi-Fi. But anyway, so we're back now.
We're back.
And we got another voicemail.
Whoa!
That we'd like to play for you.
Voicemail!
Hello, Kyle and Orion. This is Mike, and I wanted to read a quote. I wanted to read it because I find it fascinating myself and because I found it very, very relevant to some of the rantings from episode 3 of the podcast. Now, the quote is Sam Harris from his book, The End of Faith, which, of course, I've not read, but this passage is quoted in the Richard Dawkins book, The God Delusion. We have names for people who have many beliefs for which there is no rational justification. When their beliefs are extremely common, we call them religious. Otherwise, they're likely to be called mad, psychotic, or delusional. Clearly, there is sanity in numbers, and yet it is merely an accident of history that it is considered normal in our society to believe that the creator of the universe can hear your thoughts, while it is demonstrative of mental illness to believe that he is communicating with you by having the rain tap in Morse code on your bedroom window. And so, while religious people are not generally mad, their core beliefs absolutely are.
Actually, it was episode 4 he's referring to.
Yeah,
KJ Sisko out.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
I've never read The God Delusion, but I want to.
As do I.
I like Richard Dawkins.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance and you're on the internet and you're bored, check out Richard Dawkins. He's very interesting, very intelligent, and he may just change the way you think about religion in general.
So. He's a really smart guy. You can find videos of him on YouTube and stuff. I don't really have a lot to say about that quote. Pretty much sums up how I feel about religion, only maybe in a nicer way than I would put it. We also got a comment from Aileen asking us where the name of the show comes from. I just had a terrible thought. It's not really that interesting of a story. We decided we were going to do a podcast.
Yep.
And we didn't have a name for it yet. And we didn't really want to name it after ourselves.
Yeah, like the Kyle and Orion show.
Like, I know if I was looking around for podcasts and I saw one called, like, the Dave and Josh Show, I probably would just skip it.
Yeah.
So
they got enough of that shit, like, on the radio morning talk shows.
Yeah, if we were famous or something, it'd be different.
Yeah.
So we wanted something else, but we didn't really know because it's a general talk show. We can talk about anything. So, I mean, if it was, like, a show about video games or something, it'd be easier to come up with a title for it, some kind of pun about video games or something.
Yeah, so we asked for help.
Yeah, we asked
any suggestions. One in particular, his name's Devin Coleman.
He gave us a whole list of suggestions, and that just happened to be the one that we liked the best.
Pretty much. That's about it, yeah.
That's really the whole story. Not that interesting.
Sorry, Aileen.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
But yeah, on to Vegas. Well, it was fun. It was 8 days of awesome.
Yeah, it was mostly fun.
Mostly fun.
Till the end, but we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
When did we got there on
Monday the 8th.
Yeah, Monday the 8th.
We landed, we got the shuttle, we got on the shuttle, and there was a bunch of other people, you know, going to hotels. The first happened to be these two guys, douchebags as I like to call them.
Going to Hooters.
Going to the Hooters Hotel. And I just thought that was funny because they were like the bros. And they're all like, oh, yeah, nice.
Hooters.
Chicks, dude.
So awesome. We never went in the Hooters Hotel. I don't even know
It was kind of off the strip.
Is it just like a big Hooters? I don't even know.
It is a hotel and casino, yeah, I believe. I don't know if it has a casino. I never went in it, but I assume so. And I assume they have a Hooters restaurant inside.
So we got into Vegas around midnight, and we were staying at the Luxor.
Yeah, the big black pyramid with the beam of light shining into space.
And we got into the hotel, and we went to check in. We had a room booked in the pyramid, because that's the way it's set up, if you don't know, is there's a big pyramid in the middle. That's the main building.
Yeah.
And then there's two towers. There's an east tower and a west tower that are just
extra rooms, hotel
buildings. Yeah, they're just extra rooms. And we wanted to stay in the pyramid because that's, I don't know, it's cool.
Yeah, we got the pyramid suite. That's what we paid for.
Right. So we got in. We went to check in. Luckily, it was really late at night, so there wasn't a line or anything. But we got up and we went to get our room and they said, okay, we're just going to need a credit card. We're going to freeze $700 on your credit card and just hold that for the week. But when you're it's a deposit. When you're done, you'll get it back.
You should have seen my face. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
And we all looked at each other. Who has
$700?
And they did. There was no mention of this when we booked the hotel.
Absolutely no mention.
So we said, yeah, we don't have that.
It's not going to happen.
So they said, okay, no problem. And they ended up sticking us in the West Tower.
The West Tower, one of the towers, which is not what we paid for.
Right. So we kind of got fucked on that. And we were going to go, Ryan's fiance was going to go bitch about it, but she never did.
Yeah.
And I'm not good at that kind of thing. So we ended up staying in the West Tower the whole time. It was an okay room.
It was all right.
It was a pretty average hotel room, but it had a nice big window. Like the whole wall was a window. The view was just the highway, though.
Yeah, I want to add, I'm never about the view. I don't really give a shit, because
it just would have been cool to stay in the pyramid. It has, like, the big slanted window on one side.
It would have been nice, yeah. If you go inside the Luxor, and you're on the casino level, and you're looking up, you can see the entire inside of the pyramid, and all the balconies kind of rising up and getting closer and closer together as it comes to the point at the top. That would have been cool if we went out, you know, into the hallway, and we were able to look down. But we got the highway.
Yeah. So we went back down to like the casino level and we're headed towards the casino.
Yep.
And immediately this big guy says, hey, you got a light?
He was just by himself. Yeah. We're cutting through like some gateway to another casino hotel.
Yeah. You got a light? So he comes over and I'm like, sure. Okay. And I gave him a light and we're like, oh, you can smoke in here? Because, you know.
Yeah. We didn't know. Where you could smoke, you know.
It seems like everywhere in the U.S. is trying to ban smoking.
Yeah, you never know if you're going to get
in
trouble.
It hasn't hit Michigan yet, but like New York and California, you can't even smoke in bars anymore. So I was honestly kind of surprised you could smoke in the casino. I'd never been to Vegas before.
Yeah, I've been to casinos and obviously can smoke in those, but this is Vegas. It's more of a, you know, it's more upper class, you know, so I wasn't sure.
I guess.
But anyways.
So this guy's like, oh, yeah, you can smoke in here. You can do coke. You want some coke? So right off the bat,
not even 10 minutes after coming down from the room,
as soon as we're out of the casino or out of the hotel, we're offered coke.
Yeah. Kyle in particular.
Yeah, I was offered coke. I have a theory. I think it might be because I was wearing sunglasses at night.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of is maybe I look like a cokehead because I'm wearing my sunglasses at night.
You just look like a badass.
That was the first of three times during the trip that I got offered coke. And one time I got offered smoke, and I'm not even 100% sure what that means. I'm guessing it's marijuana.
Smoke.
But
that must be it, yeah.
Either that or maybe crack. I don't know.
Kyle was the only guy.
Yeah, you guys didn't get offered any drugs.
Probably because we were a couple. Had I been walking alone, I don't know. But
I was walking with you guys the first two times, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we went to the casino and played the penny slots for a while. We really didn't want to do a whole lot of gambling. We didn't bring that much money with
us. We're not, you know, out there to blow hundreds of dollars.
Right. So we'd sit down at the penny slots and throw a 20 in and play for quite a while, actually, because if you play long enough, you're going to win, even if you don't win your money back.
Yeah.
So you can play for quite a while on a $20 bill.
Ultimately, I think the penny slots, for anyone gambling, the penny slots are probably better because you're betting a small amount, but they have the free spin. So if you get three free spins, not in a row, but in general, you get 11 free spins, and it'll just add up all the winnings that the spins get, and you could potentially, depending on what you bet, get a fuckload of money.
Yeah, I remember you weren't playing most of the time. You were just watching me and Aldi play.
Yeah.
But then you finally sat down to play, and like on your first, not on your first spin, but on
The first time I finally sat down and I'm like, eh, fuck it.
You won what, like $40 or something like that?
Yeah, I got the free spin. I got $35.
Nice.
Which is exciting to me because
especially because it was the beginning of our trip and that was the most any of us had won at that point.
Yeah. And I had put in $5, I believe. I got up to 10 and then I won $35. And then the next two spins, I got $50, I believe.
Jesus.
And this was after, you know, I'm not much of a gambler. I'm just going to sit and watch. So I sit down and
Sat down at a slot machine, I'd be doing pretty good. I'd be winning. I'd be like up $20. And then you and Aldi would come over and sit down next to me and I'd just lose it all.
Yeah,
every time.
There's this crazy thing we thought, and it's bullshit, but it happened every time. Kyle, like in the future, he would he'd be down at the casino by himself playing, and he'd be up. He'd be winning, and every time me and Aldi would show up, he'd just lose it all. It just wouldn't pay out.
I'm not a superstitious guy, but
holy shit.
It's hard not to see the correlation there.
If it's every time.
Every time
you
guys came anywhere near me, I lost my ass.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
That's all right. So, speaking of Aldi, at one point, we got kind of hungry.
They
had a food court. They had a McDonald's and a Quiznos and a Little Caesars.
Yep.
And something called a Nathan's that I'd never heard of before. They had like hot dogs and stuff.
Hot dogs and shit, yeah.
And some kind of ice cream place. So, we went to get pizza. Aldi is wasted.
Yeah.
Aldi, if you didn't catch it already, Aldi is Orion's fiance.
Yeah.
She is wasted, and she's hilarious when she's wasted.
She was like, I'm hungry, and we were all hungry, so we go to get pizza.
And so she's a girl, so she insisted on getting a plain cheese pizza. That's
boring.
All she wanted, just cheese. She didn't want anything else on it.
Yeah.
And she kept saying, like, we said, oh, we're gonna get a pepperoni pizza. She's like, well, what am I gonna eat? So we got one pepperoni pizza and one cheese pizza. We set them down on the table and we got ready to eat.
Yep.
And she goes for a piece of pepperoni.
Yeah.
Okay, no big deal. She eats it. And then she goes for another one.
Another one, yeah.
She didn't touch the cheese pizza at all. And she doesn't like pepperoni.
Yeah. So
I guess it's just because she was wasted. I don't know.
But it was funny because when I go, Aldi, I'm getting you a cheese pizza. And she goes, yay.
Yeah.
She's fucking wasted. And she ends up eating all of ours. And the whole time, she's like savoring it, like,
Oh, yeah. She was eating it with her eyes closed.
Like, not intentionally. She was just drunk and hungry, but it was so good. And here's me and Kyle, like, eating her plain ass, boring cheese pizza.
We had to.
Fuck.
Somebody had to. It's not like we didn't have a refrigerator in the room or anything. So if we didn't eat all this pizza,
yeah, it was garbage. We had to
throw
it out. That's no good. I hope to have Aldi on the show in the future because she is a riot.
Yeah, when we were going to pre-record a show, which didn't work out, obviously, but when we were going to.
Yeah, we were going to have
We were
going to
do a show with her on it.
Yeah.
We were going to get her drunk and get her on the show.
Because she says the damnedest things. And I can't describe it. I can't do an impression, but hopefully we'll have her on later and you can experience her for yourselves.
And we did we kind of did a podcast once before we started this one. Before we started, I just had a terrible thought. And it wasn't really a podcast. We just all got together.
Yeah, we didn't even have a name for
talking.
It. Yeah, we got on Skype.
Yeah, we never uploaded it to the internet or anything, but she was on that one and she was drinking vodka and cranberry juice. And it was retarded.
It's the funniest thing. We should play some clips of that sometime.
Yeah. Well, for one thing, she didn't even understand what a podcast was. So I was telling a story at one point, and I explained who we were talking about in case somebody was listening who didn't know our friends.
Yeah, we're talking to an audience that doesn't know us or our friends or anything. But
and she goes, I know who that is.
Why do you keep telling me who he is? I know who he is. You know,
she's ridiculous.
It's great. And she gave you like a gallon of cranberry with vodka.
Oh, yeah. She filled up this like water, like a milk jug, but it's for water. She filled that up with, I think, cranberry juice and vodka.
Was it like half and half?
I think she pre-mixed it for me.
She pre-mixed it, yeah, to get you nice and drunk so the show would be interesting.
Yeah.
Turns out she was the...
She was the drunk one.
But yeah, we'll get her on the show sometime. I promise.
Yeah, that's the plan. We're planning on having other guests, too, at some point.
But anyway, yeah, we were in the casino and, you know, we went upstairs, went to bed, woke up, and eventually we got out to walk the strip. And Kyle had never been to Vegas. I've been to Vegas one other time, 2 years prior. And there's a lot of interesting things to see on the strip, on the street at night. when walking around. For example, anyone that's been to Vegas or knows someone that's been to Vegas knows about the quote-unquote slappers.
The guys, slappers are these guys that they hand out little flyers, I guess you'd call them. Most of them look kind of like baseball cards with pictures of naked women on them.
Yeah.
They're ads for escorts and strippers and things like that.
They got a phone number and a price.
And they slap them down in their hand to get your attention.
Yeah, and you're like, what? Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
So Orion collected a bunch of those, and I got a few of them too, and we're going to make a collage out of them and put it in a frame.
If they're still clean.
After I get
done with them.
Oh, no. They're all sticking together. So, yeah, we went out on the Strip for a while. The first time we went out on the Strip, it was during the day. Most of the time, we went out at night. But
yeah,
there were a surprising amount of kids in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I know a while back, they were trying to promote Vegas as kind of a family place, but it really isn't. The only thing I saw in all of Vegas that really was something for kids to do was a GameWorks, which is like a big arcade.
Yeah, it was an underground arcade. Really, really big. It was cool. You go up to a cashier, I guess, and pay them cash or with card, and they charge this little card you use, and you slide it at every machine, and that's how you play.
Yeah, they put credits on a card. And if I was a kid, I'd probably like that, but I can't think of anything else in Vegas to do for a kid, because everything else in Vegas is...
There were a lot of kids.
Gambling, drinking, smoking.
And sex. There is sex everywhere. Billboards with, not bare asses, but, you know, mostly bare asses.
There are these mobile billboards that, I forget what they say, like hot women, it says on them, or something like
that. Yeah, these trucks driving around. Chick.
It's just a truck with a billboard on the back of it, and they drive up and down the Strip. And that's really all there is in Vegas. There's strippers, there's hookers, there's drugs, there's drinking.
It's for adults. And every like fourth person had a fucking kid with them. And it wasn't like a teenage kid, you know?
Yeah,
all right,
little
whatever.
Kids.
They're little. They're like mostly in strollers. They're like toddlers. They look at that. What the fuck are you doing? And I'm jumping ahead, but we'd go to other casinos at night, and around 8 o'clock, they'd get, you know, only a certain amount of casinos would do this, but they'd get these girls out that would dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Planet Hollywood, the
mostly
Excalibur.
Naked. Yeah. And they're dancing on like poles or just on a stage. And there's kids walking by, and a lot of parents are like covering their eyes. Fuck you, you know? Why would you bring a kid to Vegas?
Yeah. Walking your kid by the pole dancers covering their eyes is kind of an indication that you brought your kid to the wrong place.
Yeah, are they going to wear a blindfold the whole time? Like, are you so selfish you wanted to go with, like, your wife, but, oh, we got to bring the kids? Fuck you. You're not thinking of your kid.
Find a babysitter or something, or go to Disney World.
Disney World.
I am an adult. I can enjoy Disney World. You could have done that with your kids.
Yeah.
Probably would have cost you less money.
For those of you that don't know, you can drink at all hours of the day, and you can drink pretty much everywhere. On the street, in every hotel, casino. The only law, I think, is wherever you buy the alcohol, you cannot open up the beer or alcohol.
Yeah, like if you're still in the store, you're not supposed.
That's
although,
about it.
Aldi had a beer. She had like a 24-ounce can of Miller Lite or something like that she brought into a store and she was drinking.
And we went back in to go get more beer.
And this guy comes up and says, oh, you got to put that in a bag. And he gives her this little brown paper bag. He says, you can still drink it, but you got to have it in a bag.
Yeah.
And there was a sign right on the wall that said you can't still drink it. But
yeah. They're pretty laid back.
So in a way, I didn't know this about Vegas, all this. Like, I didn't know they didn't have a cutoff time for alcohol. I didn't know you could drink wherever you wanted. But in a way, I think, for me at least, I think Vegas is what most places should be like. It's so much more free in that sense.
Yeah, you have all this freedom.
I can't think of any real reason why you shouldn't be able to walk down the street with a beer. Not that I really want to do that all the time. We did it in Vegas, but
what's
it's
the
not
harm in
hurting
that?
Anybody.
Yeah.
I understand why you shouldn't drink and drive, but drinking and walking down the street, I don't see a problem with.
Yeah, I saw a few people get pretty drunk at night. There was this one guy, I think it was his 21st, because he's like, it's my birthday. And he was like, you know, our age, in his 20s. And I don't know if he turned 21 or not, but he was wasted. And his friends are chasing him. And he ran out into the middle of the street. And he almost got killed. A car, like, just missed him. So I can understand maybe that, but fuck you. You know, if you get hit, you're going to get hurt, but you're not hurting anybody else.
I saw this one guy when I was out by myself, this drunk, kind of chubby white guy with, he was kind of fat, but he was also kind of a meathead dude.
Yeah, like,
and he had no shirt on, and he had a hat on backwards. Oh, and bro. This was the most drunk I've ever seen somebody and still be functional. Like, he was still standing up, walking around. He was stumbling like crazy, and you couldn't understand half of what he was saying. But he came up to this group of guys and he said, "Hey, can you still buy a beer here?" And he's talking about the store behind him. And I don't think they even understood what he said.
I wish I would have seen that guy.
That was the most drunk I've ever seen somebody not passed out.
But again, back to the kid thing. It really pisses me off that parents bring their kids to Vegas. I didn't feel like I could have absolute freedom. I felt bad for saying, "Hey, fuck you," because there's children everywhere.
I
couldn't swear.
It's not like they've never heard it before. Yeah. And if they haven't, they probably need to.
That's true. But I felt like had I said that, the parent would look over and go, "How dare you swear in front of my children?
Fuck you. You're in Vegas.
Fuck you." Yeah. So I just get really pissed off. Both times I've gone, there's just kids everywhere. And I give them the eye, like, "Fuck you for bringing a fucking kid." Fucker.
Yeah, so we found out walking the strip that our hotel, the one that we had chosen, because it was the big pyramid, we thought it was, you know, the big fancy hotel on the strip. It's really impressive from outside, but we found out walking the strip going to other casinos that we really kind of picked the old folks home of the casinos.
Yeah, I thought the Luxor was the hip one, because the last time I went, we stayed at the Mandalay Bay, and that is just for rich old fucks. It smells like death in there. So, and we'd go over to the Luxor, and it just seemed more hip. There were younger people there, but this time around, no go. Old people everywhere.
Yeah, it was
amigos everywhere, hover rounds.
It wasn't what I pictured in my head when I thought of Las Vegas. Like,
yeah,
there were girls walking around serving drinks, and I don't really care, but none of them were really very attractive. Yeah. Which, like I said, I don't really care, but that's what you think of when you think of Vegas, is like
just
showgirls.
Hot. Yeah,
walking,
like,
around,
you
got
to be
drinks.
Drop dead gorgeous to get this job.
And
not the case.
A lot of the other casinos had chicks dancing on poles and stuff, which, again, isn't really anything I care about, but, you know, it's
that
the
was
atmosphere
your image,
that you
yeah.
expect.
Yeah.
You know, loud club-type music and chicks everywhere and people yeah. blowing money and screaming. And
the chicks on the poles, yeah, were hot. Just gorgeous.
But at the Luxor, it was all grumpy old people sitting down at slot machines,
yep.
putting their money in with a frown on their face, getting up with a frown on their face.
That's another thing. Fuck. We were playing the penny slots, right? And we're losing money.
Yeah.
We'd, you know, be up and down. But then multiple occasions, these old fucks would sit down, put a fucking 20 in or whatever, max bet, and they'd win a shitload of money and not give a fuck.
Well, they must have a shitload of money. That's the thing. Like, I won, I'm skipping ahead kind of, but at one point I went down to the casino by myself and I was playing the penny slots. Again, I was by myself, so you guys weren't there to sap all my luck out of me. And yeah. I put in a 20 and I played down to like $10, and then I played the max bet.
Max bet.
And I got the free spin, so I got the 11 spins. I ended up winning $208, which was the most I won the whole time I was there, and I was pretty excited.
Yeah, when Kyle told me, I was like, holy shit. I had to look at the voucher twice that printed out. It said $200 and some cents.
But in Vegas terms, that's really not that much money.
That's not that much, yeah.
There are people who will walk up to a blackjack table and drop, you know,
yeah,
from five times that.
From people I've talked to, yeah, they'll blow 300 in 3 days, and it's just what they do. But for the simple man, you know, like us, we don't have a lot of money to blow.
Yeah, I was excited.
It pissed me off. They win all this money. And on one occasion, I don't think you were there, but I said, congratulations. It was that guy that won $400.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, eh. And that was it. And he cashed out and went his own way.
He
and
was
I'm
probably
just,
still down a lot.
Probably, but fuck, that's a lot of money, dipshit.
Yeah, I had fun gambling at the penny slots, but I can't imagine. You must have sick amounts of money to be able to sit down and just really gamble.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine. I'd feel so terrible blowing like thousands of dollars.
Oh,
over the course of a week.
I'd have to like sit in the dark for days. I'd be so depressed.
Oh, but speaking of our casino being kind of lame and not being what I imagined when I thought of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
When we went down the strip, we wandered into Planet Hollywood, which is a relatively new casino. I think it used to be the Aladdin.
Yeah, it was being built 2 years prior when I went the first time.
So we went into Planet Hollywood, and I wasn't really thinking much of it. I was like, well, it's Planet Hollywood. It's related to the chain of restaurants, if you've ever been there.
Yeah.
I just expected it to be kind of cheesy in this theme place. Yeah,
I didn't expect much either.
But it was exactly what I pictured in my head when I thought of Las Vegas. Everything was like flashing lights. There were chicks dancing on poles.
Club music playing, you know.
Every dealer I saw at a table was a hot chick in barely any clothing.
Yeah, they were like our age and wearing barely anything and just gorgeous. Damn.
It was, and I didn't see a whole lot of old people. I mean, there were old people there because there are old people everywhere.
Yeah.
But
it was the hip joint. Yeah.
It was exciting in there. It wasn't like our stupid hotel that felt like, our hotel felt like an old folks resort, like a retirement cruise kind of thing.
It was very disappointing because it's so cool looking at it from the outside. Somebody needs to rethink the whole interior and the process of making the Luxor cool because it's so badass from the outside. Yeah. I think it's still the coolest looking casino from the outside.
And it's not bad inside. It's just compared like to the other ones once we went out.
Yeah.
But Planet Hollywood was awesome. If we go back, that's definitely where I want to stay.
Definitely, yeah.
While we were at Planet Hollywood...
where were we at? Some Wheel of Fortune penny slot machine?
Me and you and Aldi sat down at this Wheel of Fortune slot machine, which was this, it was something like seven or eight slot machines in a circle.
Yeah.
And in the middle
it's a giant
was
wheel.
This giant Wheel of Fortune wheel.
Yeah.
And a big screen on top. And it was just a regular video slot machine. You could play, I think there were 40 lines you could win on. So if you really wanted to win or increase your chances of winning, you had to bet at least 40 cents at a time.
Yeah, but, plus bonus. So if you got like three of the bonuses, kind of like a free spin, it spins the wheel.
Yeah, it spins the big wheel in the middle.
Whatever amount you get on the wheel, it multiplies your winnings times that.
So, so if you can got stand to win quite a bit of money.
Yeah, you get 15 bucks if you bet one.
So we're sitting down at this machine, and Aldi's playing.
Aldi's playing.
And she's playing for a while. She's she's not really winning, but she's winning enough that she doesn't have to
quit. She's up and down.
Well, because I was sitting right next to you guys, I was playing too.
Yeah.
And I lost $65 in, I don't know,
minutes.
10, 15 minutes,
yeah,
which isn't an insane amount of money for Vegas. But for me, I don't have that much money. And I had to quit. I had to stop myself.
That's a lot of money. Yeah. That's a weird thing. Like if you go with friends and you're gambling and one of them's doing okay, but you just keep losing money, what do? Just stop playing and fucking be bored all night? You know, you got to put in some more money, you know, otherwise fuck. So, but I guess Aldi could have, you know, been a little considerate and cashed out and we could have moved on maybe or
well,
something
the thing
else.
Is, I didn't even... Okay, so I had to leave. I had to quit playing that machine because I wanted to save some money for the rest of the trip. This was only like the third or fourth day we were there.
Yeah.
So I had to stop playing this machine. But Aldi kept on going and I kind of got nervous because whenever I'm sitting at a machine
and not playing,
and not using it, I get really nervous.
Like someone walks by and you're sitting there and they're like, douchebag.
I feel like an asshole.
Because, yeah, I'd walk by machines and I wanted to play and there's some douchebag obviously not playing. And, you know, fuck, I'd get kind of pissed. I didn't want to go over and go, hey, I want to play.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a dick, but fuck.
So I wanted to
get up
and
leave. Very inconsiderate, yeah.
And at one point I did get up and I started walking around and I thought we were going to leave, but you guys got into a fight.
I don't even remember. It was a drunk quarrel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I apologize.
You should be.
Yeah.
Later on, Aldi got mad at me for losing $65.
Really?
Well, when we went to eat after that, later that night,
yeah,
we were, I don't remember why we were even talking about it, but I said I had to,
we were all drunk.
I had to leave because I'd already lost $65. She's like, that's not my fault. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We but that were happened, drunk. That happened in one way or another several times during the trip. That was probably the worst one, but like I'd be done. I'd have to be done.
Yeah. You don't want to keep wasting money.
On the last day of our trip, we went down. I felt like an asshole. We went down to the casino and just sat at machines and ordered free drinks.
Yeah.
We were tipping. We were tipping a dollar per drink. So it's not like we were being complete assholes, but we were using up the space for the machines.
Yeah.
And somebody actually asked me. I knew it was going to happen to me.
Shit, really?
I knew it was going to happen to me because I was so nervous about it. Somebody actually asked me to get up. So then I had to walk around.
Oh, yeah. I felt really bad for doing that, too.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves, actually, because, yeah. Well, okay, so when we went up and down the street, we did a few things. We went to the Planet Hollywood, like we talked about. We went to the Bellagio Fountain Show, which, if you don't know what that is, they've got a big, huge, kind of like a pond out front with these fountains in it, and every half hour,
every 15 minutes, they play, like, a tune, and the fountains would, like, spray up in different formations.
with the
trying
music.
To go with yeah. the music. Yeah,
the first one we saw was Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
And then there was that pussy song from Titanic.
Yeah,
and then the beef song,
Celine Dion. The beef song. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know what we're talking about. There's this.
Can you do the jingle?
It's like,
you know, beef. What's for dinner?
It's there was this commercial for beef, and it would play this song, and that's the only place I know this song from.
Same
I don't know
here.
What it's called.
We were like, the beef
the
song.
Beef song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
I didn't
okay.
get into it that much.
It was
it's
kinda,
more
I mean,
for
it's a,
chicks.
It's water flying up in the air. Yeah, Aldi loved it. She
when
took
Celine Dion was playing, I'm sure every vagina around that fucking place was just crying.
Yeah. They're clapping.
Oh, Celine Dion.
Then we went down to Caesar's Palace. I kind of feel bad that we never went in the Bellagio. I wanted to go in there, but we never got around
we
to
never
it.
Did. I hear it's very upscale.
Yeah.
It's not very hip. It probably just bore us, but, you know, fuck it. We could have went in.
Then we went down to Caesar's Palace because Aldi wanted to see the big aquarium. There's an aquarium at Caesar's Palace,
yeah.
which is, of course, Caesar's Palace is all the way on the opposite end of the strip from our hotel. And
just about, yeah.
the aquarium is all the way in the back.
It's a good, yeah, you walk through, like, the mall.
You have
the
to
strip
walk
mall
through
kind
everything.
Of thing. And it's a good, like, I swear to God, it's like a fucking mile. Didn't it feel like a mile?
It did.
Like,
yeah.
we walked and walked. Like, it was like we went back to our hotel. And we get to the back of Caesar's Palace's strip mall, and there's this aquarium with all kinds of crazy fish.
Yeah, Aldi loved it. She was drunk again. I don't know if she would have loved it as much as she was sober, but she
no
loved
way.
It.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of crazy shit. There was a stingrays, the Jewfish.
Yeah, the Jewfish. There were these
they were
fish.
Everywhere.
I don't know what kind of fish these are. I've never seen them before in my life.
Evolution is cruel.
And they look like they have big, long Pinocchio noses. I don't know what that is. It's like a horn coming out of their forehead, I guess.
But it's rounded off. Yeah, it's not like a weapon of any kind.
Yeah, I don't know what it's for, but we called them Jewfish because we're racist.
And Aldi was drunk. She's like, Jewfish! And I'm like, quiet down, Jesus.
Yeah, and she was making you take pictures and video of every single fish. She'd go, oh, this one's my favorite.
That's
no,
my
this
favorite.
One's my favorite.
And it's a big fucking aquarium, yeah.
There's so many fish in there. It's ridiculous. So we sat by the fish for what, like 5 hours?
Probably. It felt like it.
it
was
like
cool. I liked it.
Time. No, it was cool. It was just we were there for a long time.
Making fun of all the fish.
Yeah.
They all seemed to be, they all had like certain looks about them. And we would like ad lib what they would be saying if they could speak.
Yeah.
Like there was this one fish that just had this expression like, whoa! Like it just had the big bug eyes and its lips were like, huh? Whoa, dude!
Yeah.
Sorry. I thought it was funny. You'd have to see it. I shouldn't even have brought that up. Fuck.
So let's see.
Yeah, what else we do? Lots of shit.
Well, you guys wanted some alone time. So,
yep.
So I went out by myself for a little while.
Yeah.
Which ultimately proved to be a bad idea, but I'll get to that in a minute. I went out by myself a few times. One time, I just went out and I wandered all over the hotel. And I got propositioned by two hookers.
Yeah.
One of which was kind of cute. I mean, I wasn't in the market for a hooker, but if I was, I might have gone with that one.
What happened exactly?
Okay, well, I was walking to the bathroom.
You're going to the bathroom?
And okay. This chick is on her phone sitting up against the wall, or standing up against the wall. And she says to me, hey, where are you headed? And I said, well, to the bathroom right now.
Yeah. Was that the cute one? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she said, well, are you staying here? And I said, yeah. She said, do you want some company? And I said, oh, no, sorry.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm so oblivious, I didn't even realize I was being propositioned by a hooker. I didn't know what she wanted.
Did she look like she was kind of?
Not really.
Not
I
really?
Mean, she just looked like a chick. I don't know.
She didn't have the leather coat like half down?
No.
All right.
This wasn't like this wasn't like Pretty Woman.
Sorry.
No.
What happened with the other one?
The other one was much, much worse. This one was a drunk mess. It was a short little round chick with like running mascara, kind of wrinkly and kind of gross. So if I was in the market for a hooker, this definitely would not have been the one. But she comes up to me and she says, she's kind of half crying. She's like, can I bum a cigarette from you? I said, okay. And I gave her one.
Yeah.
I was like, you probably need a light too, right? And she's like, yeah. And so I lit it for her. And so she's talking to me. She says, I'm just having such a horrible night. I need to get my godmom to pick me up. And I need some money. And I'm like, okay. And she just keeps talking, and she's like, hey, do you want some company tonight? And I said, well, I was trying to be nice. I said, well, I don't think the people I'm sharing a room with would really be into that.
Yeah, if you brought her home, I would have been pissed.
Yeah, well, exactly. So I said, yeah, I don't think the people in my room would be that into that. And she said, well, I could find a spot for us, honey. And I said, and she said,
God,
$100 would really help me out right now.
Fuck her.
I said, yeah, I don't have $100, which I actually did, but I mean, I'm not going to give her $100.
You're not going to give her $100.
I said, yeah, I don't have $100. I could give you $5, which I shouldn't have even done that, but yeah, I just wanted her to go away. Off. So I said, I can give you $5. And she said, oh, thank you, honey. You were so nice. And I gave her $5 and she wandered away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you go from there?
After that, I eventually got bored with the hotel, and I wandered out onto the strip, and I went to this karaoke bar that's outside that we had passed a few times, and I just went in there and hung out and drank a few beers. I was there by myself, and this chick came and sat at the bar with me. She might be listening, actually. She's probably not, but she put the address of the website in her phone.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, I made her do it.
But you made her.
Yeah, well, because Well, here's the thing. I met her that night, and we kind of hung out or whatever, and she got progressively more and more drunk. I was pretty drunk, but she was way worse. And eventually the bar shut down. I didn't get a chance to do any karaoke, but the bar shut down, and I ended up walking her back to her hotel, which was the MGM Grand, which isn't too far from the Luxor.
Yeah.
And we got in the building, and I'm like, can you find your way all right? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine. I can find it. And I decided to follow her. And she went outside looking for the elevators.
Jesus.
I said, I don't think they're out here. And we went back inside. And then we found a little, like, single elevator that only went to 3 different floors. So it was just for, like, the casino. So that wasn't going to work.
Oh, shit.
So then I eventually found the real elevators after she went back outside again. Well, tried to go back outside again. The same doors, too. She tried to go back outside the same doors. So I eventually got her in the real elevator and got her up to her room and said goodbye. And because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
And
you're a sweetheart, Kyle.
But it occurred to me at this point, because at our hotel, the Luxor, you get a hotel room key.
Oh, no, that's right.
But in order to operate the elevators, you need your key. You have to put the key in and then pick your floor.
Yeah.
So it occurred to me
going
at this
up
point
and down.
That I got up to like the 26th floor or whatever, and I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get back down.
Oh, no.
It turns out the MGM Grand does not have the same system.
Thank God.
And I got back down just fine, but I was panicking for a minute because she was in a room with the door locked at this point. I couldn't even remember what room because I'd already walked away.
Yeah, that is bullshit that we had to, at the Luxor, you had to put your key in to go up. Okay, understandable. But you had to put the key in to go down.
Yeah, you had to.
You're already in the fucking hotel to go. You use the key to go up. Why the fuck do you need it to go down? That makes absolutely no sense.
I don't know if that's supposed to keep the hookers out or something.
You think? I don't know.
I don't know. Because like if you were to get a hooker,
yeah,
you'd probably call a place.
Yep.
And they would send them to your room. And I assume they wouldn't be able to get up. You'd have to come down.
Yeah, probably.
So I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be deterring. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the reason I mentioned that I made her put the website into her phone was because that night I told her about the website, and as I was walking her back to her hotel,
yeah,
and I said, you're not going to remember this at all, are you? And she said, yes, I am. I said, okay, I'm going to ask you in a few minutes what the name of the website is, and you're not going to remember it. She said, I just had a terrible thought.com. I said, okay, but I'm going to ask you in a few minutes though. I just had a terrible thought.com. She said it over and over and over again, like 10 times.
Drunk.
And then I finally got her back to her room, and I said, so what's my website again?
Yeah.
She said, oh, man. Oh, I don't know. Oh. I didn't bother telling it to her again because she was wasted.
Yeah.
But then the next night, you and me and Aldi went back to that karaoke bar.
Yep.
And you guys ended up leaving because Aldi got sick.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling good.
But after you guys left, that chick showed up with one of her friends. And so we were talking again and stuff. We were hanging out. And that night, I made her put it into her phone.
Okay.
So we were hanging out at the karaoke bar for a while. And again, it closed down before I got a chance to do a song, which is a shame for everyone else because I'm so awesome.
Yeah.
But
Did you have an idea what you were going to sing? Had you sang a song?
Well, I was trying to decide if I should go serious, if I should try to do a song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Should I try to do a song that I thought I could maybe actually
good.
Do?
Yeah.
Or should I try to do a song that I thought it would be ridiculous if I did? So I had it narrowed down to, I forget exactly, some Weezer song.
Yeah.
Or a White Stripes song. I thought I might have been able to do those. Or I was going to do Nelly Hot in Here. because I thought that would be funny.
That would be great.
But it closed down early the second time, which was weird because it was on a Friday. I would have thought it'd be open later.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. The last time I came, everything was open till fucking 4 a.m. Like, even the party store gift shops, they were open till fucking 4 a.m. And then we come back and, yeah, they shut everything down early.
It was weird.
Bullshit.
So, karaoke bar shuts down, and we took off from there, me and this girl and her friend. Her friend was a dude, by the way. And they're from California someplace. San Diego, I think. And we were wandering around trying to decide what to do. We ended up at the New York Hotel and Casino. We went to this bar called Poor 24, and we sat there for a while drinking beers. And
wait a minute. Was this called Poor 24, like as in poor people? Like
no, poor as in poor drink.
It's a casino? Oh, okay, okay.
No, yeah, poor as in poor drink. P-O-U-R.
Okay.
So we were sitting there for a while and drinking and stuff. And then and it really wasn't much to tell about that, to be honest. Like
just getting drunk.
At one point, it must have been because I was drunk because I can't see it normally. But it must have been the way I was talking because I was drunk. Because at some point, her friend said, hey, you remind me of, what's that guy's name? Mitch Hedberg.
What?
Yeah, I don't get it. I must have been talking funny because I was drunk. That's the only thing I can think of. But
yeah, Kyle has a beard. I don't if for anyone that knows well, Mitch
he
Hedberg.
Meant, he explained it a little more. He meant the way I was talking.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, and we went to the bathroom at one point and all three of us went down to the bathroom and then I guess she got done before we did and went upstairs, but we were waiting for her outside the girls' bathroom and she sent a text message that said, "You guys stop playing swords."
Hilarious.
Yeah, because she's funny.
How long were you guys drinking? Like,
well, let's
at
see.
New York.
Well, we collectively were drinking for maybe a couple hours, but when they left,
yeah,
I stayed.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there talking to the bartender chick, and then her friend came up, the friend of the bartender, was waiting for her friend to get off work, and I'm sitting and drinking with her for a while. And then this other chick comes up, and she's like, "I need $10 to get home."
Was she drunk?
I don't know.
She just needed
She needed $10 to get home.
She needed
$10. I didn't ask why.
Okay.
And I was drunk and I was feeling generous. So
yeah.
I whipped a 20 out of my wallet, which actually I thought I was going to get change.
Oh, shit.
Because I was drunk and not thinking. Like, obviously, if she needs $10, she's not going to have a $10 bill to give me back.
She could have been nice. Yeah. And gave you change. Shit.
Well, she didn't have it. She needed $10. Anyway, I gave her a $20 bill and said, "Get out of my hair." And she didn't get out of my hair. She stayed at the bar. And then the friend of the bartender kept asking me, "You're going to give her $20 and not me? Why don't you give me $20?
Yeah.
I can't believe you just gave her $20 and not me." Because I'd been talking to her for a few minutes. So apparently we're best friends. So I'm pretty wasted. I've been drinking for hours and hours. And I pulled my wallet out of my pocket and I threw it up on the bar and I said, "Fuck it, take it all. Take what you need. I don't give a shit." And I had like $300 in there.
Ooh.
And so she picks my wallet up off the bar. And this part gets a little hazy for me. She picks the wallet up off the bar and we're talking for a minute. And she's got all my money in her hand and my wallet in the other hand. And I forget what she said. And then she gave me my wallet back. And then I completely forgot all about it.
Wow.
And so I'm still sitting there finishing my beer and stuff. And her friend, the bartender, gets off work. And we're all just sitting there talking. And I'd completely forgotten that I don't have any money anymore.
Shit.
And I just coincidentally didn't happen to order any more drinks.
Yeah.
And so finally, it's like 11 in the morning. And they're like, "Okay, we got to get out of here." And I was like, "Okay, it was nice to see you. I'll talk to you later," which obviously I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And then I wandered. Stumbled drunk back to our hotel and I went to the food court and I went to get some McDonald's. I was going to get some chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Because I was hungry. Yeah. And I reached in for my wallet and I pulled it out and I looked in and there was no money in there.
Oh, shit.
So I had my credit card, so I paid with that, but it's a credit debit card, so it takes out of my bank account. And I found out later that I only had $35 left in my bank account. I had like $12, $13 in ones that I just happened to have shoved into my pants pocket, and I had $35 left on my card with 2 days left to go in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I felt like such an ass because it was totally my fault. The only real excuse I have is that I was drunk.
Yeah.
But in my defense, I cannot imagine being that girl and not feeling like an asshole.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. She was probably drunk because fuck, we left you that night at fucking 3 a.m. and you were out drinking till 11. So you guys were all wasted. So I'd like to think that she was just drunk and forgot to give you the money back and the next day felt horrible.
I don't think she was, though. I think she's just not a very nice person. Because
no way she would be able to get a hold of you.
She had only been drinking for a little. Like, she showed up after other people.
That's right. Yeah.
So
I wasn't even taking
there for
that
a little
into
while. She'd only had like two drinks. She had like two Bloody Marys or something.
Oh, well, what a bitch.
Yeah. So, like I said, it was my fault. I'm an idiot. But I cannot imagine somebody saying to me, some drunk person throwing their wallet at me and saying, take it all. I don't care. Take everything. Take what you want. And then looking in there and there's like a few $100 in there and going, okay, I will take it. Yeah, I'd feel like such an asshole.
I would too. Yeah.
I cannot imagine. But I guess that's Vegas for you. That's what your fiance keeps telling me.
Vegas
every time I bring it up, she's everything. Like, it's Vegas. What'd you think was going to happen?
Anytime you do anything stupid or retarded or fuck up, you piss yourself, whatever. It's Vegas, baby. It doesn't matter. I shat my pants. Hey, it's cool, dude. It's Vegas, man.
Yeah.
It's an excuse for everything. I love it.
Oh, so then I lost all my money.
Shitty.
I came back to the hotel room and I flopped down in the bed. I woke up the next day with my head at the foot of the bed. I don't know how that happened. But so I didn't have any money left, so, you know, what am I going to do?
What's he going to do?
We had like 2 days left, so you guys go out and do
your
thing.
We had to go out, yeah. And had I been in Kyle's position, even if someone said, hey, you want to come out, you know, well, we were planning on going out and getting like cocktail drinks and whatever. And like we'd tip, you know.
That's the thing.
But then Kyle could get, you know, some drinks, have a good time before we left. But if I was in his position, I wouldn't want to do shit. I'd just be feeling so shitty. Just put me in the dark. And I just want to like, fuck.
Well, I had an okay time after that, all things considered.
Well, that's
good. But I didn't want to go out and like, because if I went out to get like the free drinks.
Yeah.
I would either have to not tip or I'd have to have you guys tip for me. And I don't want to. I don't want to go out and have you guys pay for me, which we ended up doing a little bit, but I felt bad every time.
Oh, no way. Don't feel bad.
I know you guys, you know.
I felt bad because you weren't having a good time after that. And I'm a very empathetic person, so I can totally feel how you're feeling. And I just wanted to, in all my power, make you have a good time somehow, some way. But
well, like I said, all things considered, after that, I did have a pretty good time. I mean, I stayed in the hotel room and I watched a ton of TV. I watched a fuckload of House.
The House Marathon.
Yeah, there was a House Marathon. I forget what they called it. It was like the cure for weekenditis or something ridiculous. So I watched tons of episodes of House, which was nice.
It was the cure for feeling like shit for...
I watched The 25th Hour with
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
That's a
I
good
watched
movie.
The end of Constantine.
Ooh, which, Constantine.
Yeah, it's an okay movie, I guess.
It's got some crazy effects.
Yeah, it's pretty, I guess.
I'm getting off topic.
You got a sunburn in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole wall is a window.
My plan initially was to not go out at all during the day. And it kind of worked out that way. Because my first time out in Vegas, we did end up going out during the day. And there must be a hole in the ozone layer. I don't know. But you're in the desert, you know. And the sun is beaming down. You can't see shit, even with sunglasses. It's so bright. It's so hot. It's 100-some degrees, like in the summer, depending. And if it's right overhead, you know, you get burned. It's no fun. So I planned on just sitting in the hotel room until, you know, the sun would kind of go down. And that's what happened.
Yeah, it's just nice to sleep in and stuff.
So we'd be in the hotel room, but then the fucking sun was like beaming right through the window. And we watched like two movies, maybe one. Just chilling, you know?
Yeah.
And I got up to take a piss, and I look in the mirror, and I got a fucking sunburn on, like, half my body because of the... which justified my plan of, just sitting in.
Yeah.
So it was like, ha-ha! Even if you wanted to go outside in the fucking sun, this is proof that we shouldn't, so...
Yeah, Ryan and I are both pretty fair-skinned.
Fair-skinned.
We're redheads.
Yep.
So...
Everybody's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, we burn pretty damn easy.
Oh, no! I'm so pale.
I'm surprised I didn't get a sunburn at all. I didn't go out that much during the day, but we went out once and
the sun was out. Yeah,
that's usually
not. Surprised
enough.
We didn't get fried. Yeah,
it's not like I put any sunscreen on or anything.
But for anyone picturing us as redheads, redheads tend to be pale and, I have to say, ugly. In general, just, you look at a redhead kid and you're like, oh, fuck, I just want to punch that fucking kid in the face. Fucking, ugh. But for the record, me and Kyle are the most badass redheads you will ever see on the fucking planet.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It is true.
And also, for the record, we're not the bright orange. That's the worst.
Yeah, oh, the bright orange hair and
bright
freckles.
Fucking orange hair. Freckles
covered in
everywhere.
Freckles.
I have freckles.
Like you have some kind of disease.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, they look like, if you have too many freckles, you start to look like ground beef or something.
Yeah, oh, God. Yeah, thank God.
Anyway.
Yeah, when we were at the Luxor, I just wanted to bring this up. There's a lot of guys and girls dressed in suits. They were solicitors. They were trying to hook you up. And every time we walked by, they would ask me and Aldi, not Kyle, because they're looking for a type of demographic, like a couple.
They're basically looking for married couples.
Yeah. And they'd ask, you know, are you looking to get married? Are you married? How old are you? Blah, blah, blah. And we fit the criteria. I blew them off a couple times, but then, you know, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Because I'm a nice guy. I'll hear them out. Because they were offering deals on shows. So they take us over to the desk, you know, ask us all the questions. We met the criteria. They said, hey, we can get you two shows for like $50.
Well, to be fair, you didn't actually meet the criteria. You lied and said you were married.
Yeah, I did. But yeah, the shows there tend to be pretty fucking expensive. Like,
yeah.
They're over $50 a piece, and they can run up as high as like $150 a piece. So two shows for $50. I was like, hey, sweet. We were going to, you know, we were thinking about seeing some shows anyway. So we sign up, but they're like, hey, look, you know, I'm just going to be straight up with you. You know, we hook you up. You just got to attend this meeting, this thing on a certain date, and we picked a time. You know, we hook you up. You just got to tell your friends about what we have to, you know, offer. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. You know, I'll go, blow it off, endure, and, you know, go see the shows. So the day comes. We show up for the appointment. We get on a fucking shuttle. They take us to this building. And I knew it was going to be bad. I didn't know what it was, but I knew. And there was a lot of other couples on the shuttle. And they're all looking around like, oh, man, I thought I was the only dipshit that, you know, wanted free tickets and fell for this shit.
Yeah.
And we're on our way to this building. And I knew we were on our way to get converted somehow. Or there was going to be some kind of sales pitch. And sure enough, we walk in, we sit down, we wait a while. And all these salesmen come out. And they assigned each couple a salesman. And we went into another room with balloons and food and drinks. And there was already shit going on when we walked in. There's tons of tables with couples and a salesman just pitching something. And I'm like, fuck, this is going to suck. Ultimately, it ended up being a timeshare bullshit scheme thing. So we had to endure this shit for like 3 hours. It was more than 3 hours.
Yeah, wasn't it supposed to be like a 2 to 3 hour
thing? 2 to 3 hour thing.
And it ended
okay.
up being closer to 4.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shitty, whatever. But yeah, it was close to 4 because we weren't giving in. We just kept saying, it's not for us. You know, I'm sorry. I don't want to waste any more of your time. But ultimately, the guy we were with, he was okay, but I think that was part of the pitch. He got his manager over, suit and tie, you know, more professional. And he came over and he's trying to sell us even harder. He just wouldn't let it go. We're like, we're not interested. At some point, Aldi said no and like put her hand on the table. No. And after every time we declined, he'd go, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but let me ask you a question. Can you afford a cup of coffee a day?
Ah, there you go. That's how
Yeah. Well, then what's the problem here? Sign here. No, fuck you. So we had to go through this bullshit.
What are you going to do with a timeshare anyway?
Fuck yeah.
Like after you guys came back from the meeting, Aldi was talking about it like almost like, well, it actually wouldn't have been that bad of a deal. But what would you guys have done with a timeshare?
What would we do? Yeah. It was a lot of bullshit, and I don't know a whole lot about it. All I know is that it wasn't for us, so we blew them off, yeah. And then they seemed kind of irritable. Whatever. Fuck you. They took us into another room where we had to take a survey on how it went, and we said, you know, the guy we were with was cool, but it's not for us. Whatever. And he said, had the price been cheaper, would you have done it? And we're like, absolutely not. And we had to go to another room and get our tickets, our vouchers for tickets. Anyway.
Right. You didn't even get the tickets yet, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we ultimately got tickets for two shows. Chris Angel's Believe and Fantasy.
Right.
Everybody knows Chris Angel. And if you haven't, he's a magician.
He's an illusionist.
An illusionist on television. But he has a show in Vegas at the Luxor. And the other one was Fantasy. It's a topless show. Hot babes dancing and shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Vegas show. Whatever. me and Aldi went to Criss Angel, and it was cool. It was like a, how do you pronounce that? The Cirque Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. They have a shitload of those. There's different kinds, but they, it was more of a dance and a crazy circus thing incorporated with a few illusions that he would do. But the sound was off. So at some point, Criss Angel is like tied up on this bed, and the whole thing was pretty much about these two chicks trying to get it, you know, get with them. There was the evil one and the good one. And the evil one gets them and ties them up, grabs a chainsaw, and cuts them in half. But the chainsaw goes down over his abdomen, and then he gets split in half. And then the sound around us goes, like after she lifted the chainsaw and already cut him.
Yeah.
And shit like that kept happening. And at the end, he apologized for that. He said some fire alarm was going off, so they that's why it fucked up. But apparently there was no fire alarm.
I didn't hear a fire alarm. I was in the casino.
Overall, it was a good show. The guy in front of me and Aldi was a douche. He booed, yet he was filming the whole fucking thing. And you're not supposed to film. They say,
yeah,
right when you're walking in, no phones, no cameras. So I thought it was cool. It was cool. And then for fantasy, Aldi said it was okay if Kyle went with me because it was, you know,
right,
a nude show. And
she would have just been punching you in the balls.
Pretty
the
much,
time,
yeah.
Anyway.
Quit looking.
Yeah, she's weirdly jealous about shit.
Weirdly
like that.
Jealous, yeah. So me and Kyle go and we sit down and there's this guy right by our seats, and it was empty. This little auditorium was very tiny. Was empty pretty much, and there's this guy sitting right next to us. And we sit down. He's kind of a douche. He's dressed a little ghetto. Got his big old fucking hat on. And right from the get go, I didn't like him.
Yeah, he was. It was kind of obvious from the beginning that he was sort of a douche.
Yeah.
And there was in between the topless dancing, there'd be a stand-up comedian that would come out, and he came out at one point, and he was talking about marijuana and stuff. He was talking about medical marijuana and
yeah,
all this crap. And every time he mentioned anything about smoking weed, the guy sitting next to us would clap really loud and go, "Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right."
Like, okay, I understand you like to smoke weed. I don't have a problem with it, but geez.
Yeah, the show was awesome. Gorgeous girls, you know.
Mostly gorgeous girls.
Mostly. Oh.
There was one girl. I think her name was Dar.
Dar.
Which, Dar. Jesus. Dar isn't even
scary.
An attractive name.
Yeah.
But
holy shit.
She wasn't that bad. Like, if you really think about it in realistic terms, she wasn't that bad. But compared to the rest of the girls, she was the fat girl.
She had the huge breasts.
She had enormous breasts that kind of hung down.
Yeah.
And sort of a belly for a dancer.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad for this girl because the rest of them were very thin, very fit. And then there's this one, I don't know if they do it on purpose or if maybe she's just put on a few pounds since she got the job. Maybe they do it on purpose, you know, because there
some
are
guys
people
like
who are
that.
Into that. Yeah.
Big tits, a little, you know, I like a bigger woman. That's cool.
Sure. But I felt a little bad for that one.
come towards the end of the show. We had, what, like 5 minutes? It was like 5 minutes before the show ended. the guy next to us gets up. And the whole time he was next to me, he's kind of moving around. I didn't know if he had to take a shit or what, but it wasn't like, oh God, I'm sick. He was just kind of moving a little bit, whatever. And 5 minutes before the show ended, he gets up and he's like, excuse me.
Running down the
aisle.
He
just fucking runs out. Like, I just can't wait to jerk it.
I thought maybe he had to go to the bathroom, but he never came back.
He never came back. Yeah.
So I guess he was just done.
He
his jerk bank was full.
He came off immature overall anyway. He was probably popping a chub and just had to go work it.
And I understand. It's a topless show. You know, the whole point is, ooh, hot naked chicks, but I don't know.
Yeah, and afterwards, I didn't know how to feel or react to the show. I clapped out of respect, you know. I didn't want to be a douchebag. But I didn't know whether to be, like, really into it. Like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
But then I'd look like I'm a pervert and this is, or like I'm immature.
Yeah, it's
and
a
this
funny,
is really exciting, like I'm a little kid.
It's a funny thing to worry about because that is kind of the point.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm no good at, like, strip clubs.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. It's not that I don't like looking at pretty naked chicks or anything, but I don't know. It's just,
yeah, what do
I don't
you do?
Know how what I'm supposed to do. Like,
and it, on the other hand, do you act too cool? Like, this is just, you know, I'm used to this. I see this a lot. Yeah, it doesn't affect me. I don't know.
Yeah, you but if you act cool? like that, then why are you there?
Yeah. Do you play it cool and, you know, not clap? Or do you get really excited? We were kind of in the middle, but I was still, it felt awkward. I didn't know what to.
Oh, yeah. And that guy next to you when he was still there
yeah.
was constantly going, woo!
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. What did he say when we first came in? Like,
oh, yeah. When we first got there, I was surprised at how small the auditorium was, because you guys had seen Criss Angel, and that was a big...
Yeah, it was a big auditorium.
Big auditorium, and then I wasn't sure how big this place was going to be, and I was a little worried about it, because we were seated kind of in the middle. And if it was a big auditorium, then, you know, there's no point in being there if we're really far away from the stage.
Yeah, and it looks like it's on television.
Little
yeah.
thumbnail photos,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So when we got in there, I was surprised at how small it was. And we sat down next to this guy, and I was talking to Orion about how small it was. And I said, I hope this doesn't mean it's a terrible show. Like, they don't need a lot of room because it's a bad show and nobody wants to go see it anyway.
Yeah.
And the guy next to us said, dude, it's titties. How bad can it be? And I said, well, actually, that could potentially be pretty bad. I haven't seen the dancers yet. There are more tits in the world that I don't want to see than there are tits that I do want to see.
Agreed. Not for this guy, though.
No.
Fucking douche. But overall, it was a great trip. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had fun until I lost all my money.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah.
Shit.
What an idiot. So, that's our Vegas show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Thanks for sticking it out.
Thanks for being patient, too.
Yeah.
For going a week and we didn't have a show.
We really did want to put up one last week, but it just didn't work out. Hope this show wasn't too boring for you. Next week, we'll be back to ranting about shit.
Oh, definitely.
Not just talking about what we did this week.
Yeah. There'll be more shit to talk about always.
Yeah.
Something to piss us off or whatever. But yeah.
So, as always, send us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
Yeah, as soon as you hear this, give it a call. Fuck it. I don't care if you're drunk, whatever. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. Tell us about who you are, whatever. Whatever. Yeah.
We'll play it on the show.
Yeah. And if you don't want it played on the show, just make it sound real shitty and be incoherent. I don't know.
Or you can just say you don't want it played on the show, I guess. Yep. I don't know why you wouldn't want it played on the show, though.
Because I can imagine myself like calling up and going, guys, fuck, click. And then you call again, but you feel bad for calling again.
Well, I would actually probably play that on the show because I would think that was funny.
That would be funny. But yeah, don't worry about it. Just send a voicemail and yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Let's have some fun.
Or send us an email. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can check out the website at ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Yeah, again, thanks for listening, and we'll check you next week.
Yeah.
Bitches. Ow!